First of all, it's an honor to be part of this panel this morning. My presentation is called Standing on the Shoulders of Others, a field placement program built on the foundation of mentorship, professionalism, and community. My name is Laura Lloyd, but I'd like to recognize my colleagues who helped with this program, as well as the presentation, and that's Tara Redd, Moose Alperin, and Dr. Kathy Miner. I also want to mention that I have no personal financial relationships with commercial interests to disclose. So let me tell you about the presentation outline for today. First of all, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the Emory Public Health Training Center and then about our field placement program. I want to share a couple of examples of field placements that kind of illustrate some of the points I'm trying to make, and then share the lessons learned with you. So the learning objectives for this session are to identify key components of the Emory Public Health Training Center's field placement program, describe how the program supports the mentor-mentee relationship as well as the student's professional development, and then identify lessons learned for adaptation in other field placement programs. The Emory Public Health Training Center is was funded in September 2010 through a grant from HRSA. The training center offered professional development opportunities for the current public health workforce through continuing education and for the future public health workforce through field placements. Although funding ended this past August, Emory received funding from HRSA in September this year to serve as the Region 4 Public Health Training Center along with 7 local performance sites to serve the 8 southeastern states in the U.S., and we're going to continue the same kind of work that we've been doing as a public health training center. Today's presentation, though, is going to focus on our experiences within the Emory Public Health Training Center, and the lessons we'll also incorporate into our regional work. One goal of the Emory Public Health Training Center is to provide public health students with practice experiences and agency so that they can build public health competencies and learn the value of working in underserved areas and populations. But the center's mission is also in line with the mission of the Rollins School of Public Health, which is to seek to provide support for the practice community and develop a learning community that fosters future leaders and mentors. The Emory Public Health Training Center's field placement program takes place in the greater context of the Rollins School of Public Health's practicum program. So as you're all familiar, as an accredited School of Public Health, all students are required to complete a practicum of 200 to 400 hours. Each year, about 500 practica are completed by our students, and each practica has to be in a practice environment that is planned, supervised, and evaluated by a practicing professional. It has to have well-defined competencies and learning objectives and a process to evaluate student performance. It also has to have primary supervision by a field supervisor who's qualified to evaluate the professional competence of the student. So the PHTC's field placement program is built on these same required elements of the RSPH practica, but to fulfill the purpose of the grant, we also had to make certain that our field placements were based on the Council on Languages core competencies and designed to serve the medically underserved populations or communities in Georgia. Ultimately, we wanted to build a program that not only provided students with opportunities to practice what they learned, but also provided support for the practice community and developed this learning community I've referenced before. That being said, we recognize that students need training in workplace professionalism, mentorship, and communication to become effective public health professionals after graduation. And teaching these professional skills through a field placement program is actually ideal because students can then immediately apply what they've learned in the workplace. So our public health training center incorporated these professional development components into their field placement program. Workplace professionalism, for instance, teaching skills like how to address workplace issues and initiate critical conversations with their supervisor. Oral and written communication, teaching them the skills to create posters and make presentations. Becoming a reflective practitioner, helping them identify their own weaknesses and plans to strengthen those. And mentorship, teaching students how to seek a mentor and how to become an effective protege. Let me mention very briefly the three kinds of field placements that we offered. One was part-time during the school year, and those took place mostly around the metropolitan Atlanta area. Others took place in the summer. Those were full-time, 10 to 12 weeks, and they took place throughout the state. And then we had these collaborative practice projects that were more time limited, but they included an RSPH faculty member along with the mentor and the student. This is a synopsis of the process that we developed for the Emory Public Health Training Center Field Placement Program. First of all, we sought field placement opportunities with agencies serving the needs of medically underserved populations or communities. The agency suitability requirements included the ability of the mentor to provide guidance during the placement, the relevance of the scope of the work to the student's career goals, and an appropriate environment for the student to complete their work. Each agency was asked to complete a proposal for the field placement and identify projects that were meaningful to both the agency and the student. Each position was posted on our internal job posting site, and then our center screened the student applicants and forwarded a set to the agency for interviews. Once the agency selected their student and the hire was confirmed, our center's field placement coordinator set up a meeting with the student and the mentor to go over the work plan. The coordinator facilitated a discussion whereby the mentor would describe the project, deliverables, and related tasks that the student would be expected to accomplish during the placement. Any unclear points were discussed and clarified. And then with the help of the coordinator, the student would indicate which competencies they were particularly interested in building during the experience and being evaluated on. This element, again, ties back to our efforts to teach students how to become reflective practitioners by helping them identify the areas they really needed to build the skills in and then how they could do that in their field placements. Again, the completion of the work plan during this initial meeting clearly outlined the expectations of the field placement. I left a stack of the work plans at the back. If you wanted to pick one up, you could see a copy of that. As mentioned earlier, students were expected to produce a deliverable project for the agency by the end of their experience. Examples of such deliverables might have been creating a resource guide or creating and implementing a youth health program. In addition, all the center's field placement students were also required to submit 3 additional products to the Public Health Training Center. That was a reflection paper, photographs depicting their work, and an executive summary of their experience. And to further develop their oral and written professional communication skills, all students were also asked to develop and present a professional poster for presentation at a Pathways to Practice conference. Here are some photos from one of our Pathways to Practice conferences. These conferences brought together the students and the agency mentors to engage in a professional meeting that involved poster presentations and discussions among and between the various agency mentors. Excuse me. All participants received a conference program, which included quotes from each student and mentor, and then each student and mentor team would get up and briefly describe their experience and share the value of working with each other. The PI of the Emory Public Health Training Center, Dr. Kathy Miner, then recognized the student's work and the mentor's guidance by giving each person a certificate of recognition. The conference acknowledged the work of the student, but also the role of the agencies in helping prepare the next generation of public health professionals. Throughout the field experience, the field placement coordinator engaged with both the mentor and the student to encourage communication and feedback between them, to teach the students the skills to address the workplace issues, and if needed, to teach them how to have these critical conversations with their supervisors, and then lastly, to evaluate the placement. At the beginning of the experience, the students completed a pre-placement survey, and that assessed their confidence in performing these competencies that they said they wanted to improve, as well as their current level of confidence and interest in working with underserved populations after graduation. Then within the first few weeks of the placement, and again about halfway through the placement, the coordinator checked in with both the student and mentor to see how things were going and to help them address any issues if needed. At the completion of the placement, both students and mentors completed a final evaluation to assess the student's confidence in performing selected competencies, the skill sets that were most developed during the experience, and then their confidence and interest at this point in working with underserved populations after graduation. While the mentor provided feedback on the work of the student and their professional skills, the student provided feedback on the field placement side and the mentor, such as, was my mentor available to me? Did the mentor assist you in professional development that went beyond the project itself? The Emory PHTC also offered both professional development activities throughout the course of the experience, including a student orientation in which we provided them professional reminders like how to dress appropriately for the workplace and what's appropriate use of texting while on the job. We did poster development sessions and trained them how to develop a poster as well as provided them feedback on draft posters. We did a mentorship training on how to become a good protege and what the virtue of a mentor is, and then talked about, had small group discussions so that they could talk about some workplace scenarios they might have been having to address. Informal professional development conversations occurred throughout the placement. Students might ask the coordinator for help on making their application more competitive, or they might have called the coordinator to discuss challenges that they were having with their supervisor. These purposeful interactions reassure the students that there are strategies and specific action steps to address workplace issues and to prepare them for the reality of the working world. In addition, mentors and students were provided a professional feedback tool to use to identify the students' strengths and learn how to best address this improvement and growth. So the following summarizes the impact of our center's field placement program since our first field placements in 2011. Since the summer of 2011, we placed 79 students in a total of 89 field placements. Together, these students provided over 26,000 workforce hours in public health agencies around Georgia. You can see from this partial list just the types of agencies that our students worked in. It included federal, governmental, and public health agencies like the CDC, state and local health departments, and other types of public health agencies and community-based organizations. Our students worked on a wide range of projects, including creating and managing a food co-op, conducting a community needs assessment, and helping agencies write grants. Here are some photos that our students submitted that illustrated the work that they were involved in or either the communities that they served. Again, one of our goals was to develop a learning community that fostered future leaders and mentors. I'd like to share two case studies that I think illustrate this taking place. The first one is Julie Straw. She's shown here in the picture on the floor with some of her teens that she worked with. She was a former Emory Public Health Training Center field placement student who created and implemented the Community Health Ambassadors Program for the Good Samaritan Health Center in West Atlanta. The Community Health Ambassador Program is a mentorship and peer health education training program for teens. And then even after Julie graduated with her MPH, she continued to see the program come full circle. With the collaboration and financial support of the Emory Public Health Training Center, a new student was placed at Good Samaritan and was mentored by Julie. Again, we always tried to collect quotes from the mentors and students, and here Julie's mentor, Laura Lane, mentioned that Julie raised the bar on what a student was able to envision, develop, implement, and evaluate. And then as a mentor to Alec, Julie spoke highly of Alec and said that she learned, as a supervisor now, how to pass tasks and parts of the program on to Alec. And then Alec mentioned that hearing the feedback allowed him to better understand his own strengths and gaps in knowledge. Another example came from a field placement at an area health education center down in Albany, Georgia. In this case, Carrie Oliver assisted in the planning, implementation, and evaluation of the Migrant Farm Worker Family Health Program, as well as she updated the Health Careers Manual. After graduation, Carrie was hired by the Southwest Georgia AHEC and served as a mentor to a new student, Amy Mimmer. Carrie's mentor, Pam Reynolds, spoke highly about Carrie and her contributions to the project and agency. And then when speaking about her own experience as a student, Carrie said that she found a new understanding of the importance of grassroots organizations and enjoyed working on a variety of projects and services. Amy had similar comments about her experience, and she said because she was able to work on a variety of projects, she was actually able to strengthen multiple competencies. Plus, she mentioned that Carrie always gave good, constructive feedback. So what did we learn? Well, the first thing, most important, was that there are both benefits to and successes for both the organizations and the students. What's in it for the organization? Organization has extra hands on staff to help develop and complete projects. There was also a sharing of knowledge between the mentor and the student, and they were able to leverage their strengths. And then it introduced students to the to a new community, perhaps, and potentially increased the organization's recruitment potential. And what's in it for the students? Well, of course, they built new skills, but they also were exposed to working in a medically underserved area and potentially increased their interest in working there after graduation. They had a chance to apply what they learned in the classroom and in a practice environment and work with other professionals. And then, of course, they had the opportunity to enhance their resume and make additional connections for future jobs and for references. We also identified some essential elements of the field placement program. One such element is to develop a competency-based model for the program. As I mentioned, our program was based on the Council on Linkages competencies, and as such, competencies were integrated into all steps of the program, including the position postings, the work plan, and the evaluation plan. It was also important to share evidence of the impact of the program. So in addition to evaluating the experiences through formal and informal means, we also thought it was important for mentors and students to share what the experience meant to them, both during the Pathways to Practice conference as well as written quotes that we gathered in the reflective statements and the evaluation forms. Another crucial element is to clarify expectations for mentors. Through resources and technical assistance, the field placement coordinator helped the mentor set realistic timelines for the experience as well as identify the project deliverables and tasks needing to be accomplished. Mentors were expected to help students tie the project task back to the competencies and to find ways of building additional competencies. And of course, clear communication between the mentor and student was key, and mentors were expected to provide frequent check-ins with the students and professional feedback. Again, field placements are an ideal time to teach students these professional skills because they get to practice them immediately in the workplace. So we found that one essential element was to incorporate both formal and informal professional development activities and mentorships into the program. And finally, it was so important to recognize the good work of the students as well as the agencies, and then also the contribution that the mentor made to the professional development of the student and ultimately to the field of public health. And with that, I want to thank you for the time.